Hey guys, today we're talking about kale and the reasons to put kale on your plate or even in your juice or in your smoothies. So kale, well, it's being dubbed as, well, it's not a new superfood, but it's being dubbed as the superfood of the century, even though it's been around forever. So why are we all going nuts over this queen of greens? Well, I've put together 10 of the benefits and the reasons why we're keeping it on our shopping list on a regular basis. So the first one is, well, it's packed with all your vitamins. Let me go through. So you need a more vitamin K. Kale has got a great source of vitamin K. A diet rich in vitamin K will help you to fight against various cancers. Yep. That's pricked up my liking for this hard leafy green. But vitamin K also aids in the body functions like bone health and blood clotting. If you've got any fear of Alzheimer's when you get older, which I've read actually starts in your 20s, yikes, then eat more kale. And if you want to grow old young, which is my mission, then load up on them now. Kale, second thing, kale is a great cardiovascular support, so good for the heart, good for lowering cholesterol, and that means that you can stay away from the doctor trying to force you on those statins. I swear they've got a quota. Anyway, if your mum and dad are on statins, then get them to swap for kale. Plant-based is always best. Point number three, kale is packed with powerful and wonderful antioxidants. These little puppies like flavonoids and carotenoids, they also boost your immune and fight all sorts of cancers. So it helps you to fight. So that's a strike two in my book for cancer prevention. Hello, kale. And number four, if you're looking to lose weight, and also to detoxify the body, then eating kale in abundant supplies will help. Why? Because it's high in fiber, has sulfur, and it's rich in nutrients. So one cup of kale, for instance, has 5 grams of fiber and absolutely no fat, which is not great for some because fat is good. But if you're a thyroid body type or a liver body type that you don't tolerate fat that well, then the kale is wonderful. Although thyroid has been known to not like the cruciferous so much, but actually kale, as far as the cruciferous goes, it's okay. So kale is detoxifying, which helps the liver, which leads to longevity. Number five, kale has lots of iron too. And if you compare it to beef per calorie, I hate talking calories, but if you compare it per calorie, then you'd be surprised to know that kale is packed with more iron. Point number six, kale is filled with nutrients, folate, magnesium, all sorts of vitamins, the list of which is underneath. I'll go through that in a minute. And these just nourish and heal the body. Number seven, kale is also anti-inflammatory. Again, this is going to help to reduce the cholesterol. Cholesterol is like the plaster that's sent out by the adrenals. Yep, adrenals make 75% of your cholesterol. And it's being sent out to places where you have inflammation in the body. So kale helps to soothe that inflammation just like the plaster of cholesterol. So increase your kale if you have inflammation anywhere in your body. That also includes, you know, anything from the arthritis family, any autoimmune disease and that kind of thing. One cup of kale has 10% of your daily recommended allowance for omega-3 fatty acids. Who would have thought? That's point number eight. So this also prevents asthma and, as I mentioned before, autoimmune disorders and helps with arthritis. Point number nine, here we go. Kale is high in vitamin C. So it's going to boost your immune against and fight against disease in the body, but you need to eat it with a plant-based diet that has low processed foods. Why eat processed foods? Eat from nature and you won't go wrong. Point number 10, and lastly, but definitely not the last, at least, kale is high in calcium, and kale is high in calcium more than the chemical process of the shelf-bought milk. So this green puppy helps with bone strength and prevents bone loss. It also prevents against osteoporosis and maintaining healthy metabolism. So vitamin C is great for your joints, it's good for your cartilage, and it keeps you from getting sick. I think these are pretty amazing reasons. So let's have a look at your recommended daily allowance of what vitamins kale has. Vitamin A, 206% of your RDA. Vitamin K, 684% of your RDA. Vitamin C, 134%. Vitamin B, 9%. That's a B6. Magnesium, 26%. Calcium, 9%. Copper, 10%. Potassium, 9%. You know, potassium helps you to stop you from sugar craving. And magnesium, 6%. And it also contains vitamin B1. That's thiamine. Vitamin B2, riboflavin. And vitamin B3, niacin. And also iron and phosphorus. Now, don't forget, or you didn't know, but you do now, vitamin B3 is very good. It's the niacin. It's very good if you have a little bit of bout with depression. That helps to get rid of your blues. Anyway, have a look at the different types of kale that's out there, and I highly recommend that you add this most nutritious leaf into your recipes. Now, at the bottom of this blog, I've got a wonderful link to a kale and mango salad. It is one of my favorites. It is probably my favorite salad. And you have to massage the kale with the lemon juice. But with the combination of the mango, it's really delicious. Now, if you're looking to lose weight, then maybe you want to change the mango for another fruit, like a grapefruit or something. And you can have pomegranates and all sorts of things like that. Anyway, I hope that this blog has been helpful. Please do leave a message underneath, or a like, or a share, or share it on your Facebook, etc., or your Google, as I'm trying to reach out to as many people as I can. I hope this has been helpful. Thanks.